How friendly are you to vampires? This is R.J. Rushdoony with a report on our threatened freedom. We have a very sensitive and thoughtful federal government these days, some would say. After all, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has spent a few years reviewing about 150 cases in which people claimed they were vampires and were being discriminated against because of their nature and their birthplace in Transylvania. According to Reason magazine, former EEOC Vice Chairman Dan Leach says that the agency staff members were, quote, so mindless and overzealous that instead of immediately tossing the vampires' charges out, they let them get as far as preliminary examinations, unquote. Now the vampires have had it. Their cases will no longer be considered. Perhaps this is a sign of returning sanity in our federal government, but it is premature to say so. Our bureaucracy and our courts still continue to strain gnats and swallow camels for their normal lack of common sense. Perhaps the only thing keeping these 150 vampires out of the courts is a lack of money. After all, the U.S. Supreme Court, in the case of Eddings versus Oklahoma, overturned the death sentence of a young man who shot and killed a highway patrolman who stopped him. The court gave as its reasons the failure of the lower court to consider the criminal's background of broken homes. If a broken home is an excuse for murder, then with all the broken homes in America, very great number of licenses for murder have been issued by the U.S. Supreme Court. I hope, like me, that you are thoroughly fed up with all this nonsense. A bureaucracy and courts concerned with such absurdities as the rights of vampires and excuses for murder are no longer serving the interests of the people nor of justice. Our federal and state governments get more bloated each year, more arrogant, and less rational. In fact, the bigger civil government becomes, the more uncivil, irrational, and absurd it is. Washington, D.C. and the federal government have finally stopped processing vampire cases. But I do wish the federal government would stop playing vampire with us. Taxes are becoming a blood-sucking operation, and at least one Washington observer believes that all our local, state, and federal taxes, direct and indirect, now total well over half our income. It used to be that we worked into late May just to pay our taxes. Now it is into July. I don't believe in Transylvanian vampires, but I am beginning to realize we have our own homegrown varieties in Washington, D.C. and in our state capitals, and it does hurt to feed a vampire. We cannot long have freedom with a power state that overtaxes and overcontrols the people. Basic to freedom is a strong people and a less strong civil government. Our freedom today is threatened not simply from abroad, but especially from here at home, by a power-hungry civil government, a vast bureaucracy, and a mindless judiciary. Our civil government is no substitute for freedom. This has been R.J. Rushdoony with a report on our threatened freedom.